My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Bobby Hutcherson. Robert Hutcherson was born in Los Angeles, California, on the 27th of January, 1941, and died at his home in California at the age of 75. Hutcherson is known as an innovative vibraphone and marimba player. Getting his start on the West Coast, he began working in the late 1950s, most notably with Eric Dolphy and Charles Lloyd. He made his first recording for Pacific Jazz in 1960, and then found his way to the East Coast, to New York, connecting with Blue Note Records. Recording as leader for them for the first time in 1963, and playing with Jackie McLean, Gretchen Mansour. Hutcherson returned to California in 1967, still recording for Blue Note and partnering with Harold Land. After he won the title World's Best Vibist in the 1971 Jazz Critics Poll, Hutcherson continued to play in the 80s and the 90s, as well as in the 2000s, becoming a member of the San Francisco Jazz Collective. Hutcherson was known for his mastery of harmony and his virtuosity, emulating on vibes what he heard from players like Eric Dolphy, Jackie McLean, and Archie Shepp. Basing himself on the bebop tradition, he continued to experiment and innovate in the work that he did, challenging players to continue to uncover their authentic voices, time and time again, peeling authentic efforts like an onion. How do we exercise our passions as we consider our lives? Are there things in which we consider ourselves to be early adapters or leading the edge or in the vanguard? How do we connect the essential elements of who we are out into the world to express our wholeness and our sense of joy in what we do? Hutcherson, I believe, emulates for us and asks us to consider ways to get past our brokenness, or how we have a tendency to pigeonhole ourselves for various occasions. The greatest way of living is to take the disparate parts of who we are and allow them to have a confluence in a messy yet uplifting and honest way, allowing us to look at the world without fear that part of us will be left behind. As we listen to Hutcherson's music, we hear depth and an urgency in how he approaches the music, and it translates beautifully into who we are and what we can do. We don't have to take the events of the world sitting down. We are not passive observers. We are not merely objects to be manipulated or advertised to. Hutcherson reminds us that we, in our essential humanity, are creators, innovators, and ones who can more readily determine our reality than we give ourselves credit for. So perhaps we can think of all the various ways that we are, all the various mythologies that we carry, and knit together a larger narrative for us to carry out into the world. And while it may be at times astringent, we recognize that with our whole selves, we can approach each moment. And as we do, we can infuse our lives not only with the preciousness of being alive, but with the holiness of being fully here. The lessons that Hutcherson offers are powerful, and as we think of who we yet can be, we bring our whole selves to the matter, empowering, opening, and infusing, creating strong bonds of identity that can serve us well as we step together with more certitude into an uncertain future. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well and have courage.